different, okay? So that's a thing that I do with Catholics. How about atheists? And I know this is one that really trips people up. I've been out soul winning with someone, and as soon as the person says, well, I'm an atheist, they froze up. They didn't know what to do. They didn't know how to handle that. And I had one guy that I was with just say, okay, well, see you later. You know, this is like, he didn't know what to do next. And you don't, you know, what are you going to ask him? Hey, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? They just told you they're an atheist. They have no interest. But listen, I'm going to tell you a method that I've used to successfully lead atheists to the Lord. I've seen this work multiple times. Now, this method is not original with me. I learned this when I was at Hiles Anderson College, and I've successfully used it since then, and I've gotten atheists saved. Here's what I say to the atheist. I say to them, let's just pretend for the next 10 minutes that there is a God and that the Bible's true. Just let's just pretend. I know you don't believe that, but let's pretend that the Bible's true. And then I'm going to show you what the Bible says about being saved, heaven and hell. And then at the end, you can decide whether you believe it or not. That way I'm not getting into some argument about the existence of God, some creation debate. You know, I want to talk about the gospel. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So I just say, hey, let's just pretend. And then that way I'll get 3 or 4 minutes into my gospel presentation. And then they say, well, I don't believe that. I say, wait, we're pretending. And then they go, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, let's keep, you know, stay in character. We're pretending here. Look, I've seen it work. Not only have I had a lot of atheists listen to the gospel, I've actually had some of them get saved using that method. Now, here is the way that I get them to agree with it. Here's the way that I get them to agree to this pretend. What do atheists have in common? They all have a very high view of themselves, and especially with how smart they are. They think they're very smart, don't they? They're very intelligent people. And so I kind of appeal to their pseudo-intellectualism by saying to them, because I say, hey, let's just pretend that the Bible's true for like 10 minutes. I'm going to show you what the Bible says, and then you can decide whether or not you believe it. But at least this way you can see what you're rejecting. And the way that I get them to agree with it is I say this. I say, well, even as an atheist, you must believe that the Bible is one of the most influential books in the world. I mean, 2.3 billion people claim to believe in it. You know, 3.9 billion people claim to believe in Jesus. So this is a pretty influential book. It's the best-selling book in the world. So as an educated person, you should know what the Bible says, right? Just to have a knowledge of the world that we live in. And I've had some of them say, yeah, that's true. You know, just show me what it says. So you kind of appeal to their idea of themselves being very educated and say, well, you know, let me just teach you something. I mean, you obviously like to learn things. You're a college student, after all. Even though I know that college students probably don't like learning things and probably aren't knowing. But, you know, you're kind of just giving them a compliment and saying, hey, you like to learn things. You know, this is a super influential book. You don't have to like it. You don't have to believe in it. But you got to admit it's pretty important, you know, as a piece of literature. And then I teach them and then let the Holy Spirit and the power of God work on them through the gospel, through the preaching of the gospel. You know what? Don't be surprised if you get an atheist saved, because the gospel has power. It has power. It will cut to the heart, just as it did in the book of Acts.